Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, graduate student in history at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, June 9, 1951, the headline of an editorial in the Barbados Advocate boldly declared, "No beggars here," Bradshaw says at Diamond Rock. The article proceeded to explain what had taken place during a political rally held by the Barbados Labour Party at Diamond Rock Corner, Spitestung, St. Peter, earlier that week. An attentive crowd, which had gathered under a lone street lamp, was addressed by several speakers, including Mr. Robert Bradshaw, a Labour leader of St. Kitts. He compared the congenial attitude of the crowd to that of their Catitian neighbors who attended his political meetings. He also noted, quote, "The people were all ready to laugh despite the poverty in their ranks," end quote. According to the article, Mr. Bradshaw lauded the Barbados government for eliminating beggars off the roads. He explained that during a previous visit to Spain, a boy had begged him for money, and he had also encountered in that developed nation a man begging for cigarettes. However, quote, "he was proud of the fact that since he came to Barbados, nobody had asked him for anything," end quote. Furthermore, this speaker defended Barbados's economic program, stating that accusations leveled against the government for the high cost of living were nothing more than propaganda stemming from a dishonest argument. He rationalized that the devaluation of the British pound and the war in Korea were the real culprits to be blamed for the elevated cost of living in Barbados. Mr. Bradshaw also reminded Barbadians that manufacturers had prioritized the production of weapons rather than consumer goods. And since the islands of the West Indies depended on larger nations for supplies such as foodstuff and clothing, they had to, quote, "pay the price demanded by the manufacturer," end quote. Thus, he concluded that in this situation, nobody had benefited. Mr. Bradshaw's favorable representation of the government concluded with the observation that, unlike Barbados, there was no organized opposition in St. Kitts at the time. Thus, the citizens of that nation were experiencing an even higher cost of living, especially noticeable in the higher prices for food. So, according to the Barbados Advocate, on this day, June 9, 1951, Mr. Robert Bradshaw, Labour leader of St. Kitts, speaking on the Barbados Labour Party's platform at Diamond Corner, St. Peter, gave high marks to the government for their achievements in eliminating beggars from the streets and navigating successfully through harsh economic times.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.